Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think if there was nothing on TV, I would have watched the NBA awards show. Probably. Because right. I wanted to see who was going to win the awards. Right. There was a net. Spencer Dinwiddie was one of the finalists for Most Improved.
All right.
So he didn't win, by the way. Victor Oladipo won, which is a lock.
Well, he should. What a year he had.
How can he not?
Right.
No offense to anybody. But I wanted to see who was going to win the award. So after, during the Met game, I was checking the
updates. Well, Harden won the MVP.
He won the MVP.
Which was not surprising.
No, and I thought James Harden should have won the MVP last year over Russell Westbrook. This year, to me, I thought it was LeBron. And I know you can make the argument every year for LeBron. But I thought especially because of what this organization went through in the middle of the year.
Right.
And they literally changed the entire franchise in the middle of the season. And, oh, by the way, LeBron was LeBron.
Yeah.
It was the same guy.
There's a little
always.
Bit, and I'm sorry, there's a little bit of bias against LeBron. There really is.
Because he's too good?
Yeah, I don't know. Believe me, bro, if it was Michael Jordan in the same situation, he would have won the MVP. Let's be honest.
But how many MVPs did Michael end up winning again?
I don't know. He must have won a lot.
I know he won a lot, but I'm trying to remember how many he won.
He probably won it. I can't say he won it every year they won a title because I think Karl Malone won one during that period of time. I'm just trying to get him. Didn't Barkley win it the one year in 93? And didn't Malone win either 97 or 98?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Trying to see. How many did he win?
Put the MVPs up. Barkley definitely won it in 93.
Five times he won.
Five.
He won five.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a bias. Maybe there is because they think he's so good and he puts up the numbers anyway. It wouldn't matter. LeBron's won it four times.
Four times.
Yeah, so he's not that far off.
No.
And he may squeeze out another. You know, he goes to the Lakers next year. All of a sudden, they win 60
or
games.
Or if he goes to Grizzlies, you know.
Well, we know that's not happening.
Right.
So he actually could match Michael as far as MVPs are concerned.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it is. But, and maybe the postseason is hindering my brain a little bit. The postseason is not supposed to matter. It's a regular season award.
No, I understand.
But we saw how he willed a team to the NBA Finals. But whatever. We all knew James Harden was going to win anyway.
Yeah, no, we knew. And Simmons, as you may, you know, and Ben Simmons did win the Rookie of the Year.
I mean, he
won it.
He was better than Donovan Mitchell.
No, he was better.
It just comes down to should he be classified as a rookie?
Well, if he didn't play the first year, you know, then he should be a rookie.
That's the way I look at it.
Yes, and that's they reacted to that accordingly.
Yeah,
and but the best part was Dwayne Casey, coach of the year. He gets fired.
I know.
You know.
Hey, I'm telling you, I think I'm biased too against that because yesterday we were talking about who should win the award, and I thought Coach Quinn Snyder should win the award.
Right.
And then we were talking about maybe Brad Stevens. If you look back before the playoffs even started, when I was on the Toronto train, actually thinking delusional me, they could get to a finals or beat Cleveland. Probably did deserve it. I mean, look what they accomplished during the regular season. They had an amazing regular season. But I think because of how awful they were, how they wilted against the Cavaliers in the second round, I think that created a bias where we looked at Casey and said, well, how great of a job did he do? Well, the playoffs don't matter. And that's why when they announce these awards, it's a problem. Because all we're thinking about is the playoffs. We're not thinking about the 82 regular season games. We just finished watching the NBA playoffs. We just finished watching Dwayne Casey get fired then hired by a garbage team that's going nowhere.
Yep, yep.
Poor him, by the way.
Well, at least he's got an NBA head coaching job.
No, he does. And he was very classy in his speech, and he talked about getting fired, even made a joke about it. I don't know if you guys realize, but I was actually fired after winning Coach of the Year. Yeah, no, we realize. But I guess
didn't that happen to Girardi too? Girardi won a manager of the year with the Marlins, and they fired him.
Yeah, that was.
So, I mean, it's not unprecedented in sports.
It happens. No, it absolutely happens. And I get that the Raptors felt like they needed to do something because they have been a playoff disappointment.
Yeah, major.
For a half a decade.
Yep.
But Charles Barkley was the Hall of Famer on the receiving end of the middle finger, and the man who gave the middle finger was one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest winner of all time.
Bill Russell?
And that's Bill Russell.
Right. Yeah, I didn't love Bill Russell when he was playing. I certainly have respect for Bill Russell now and his greatness and, you know, how he's always, you know, he's lost in the conversation. I mean, that always bothers me. And I understand, that it's, you know, it's the modern era and all that. But I always get crazy when we talk about the greatest player of all time, and it's really only two guys. It's either LeBron or Jordan.
Yeah.
Where are these other guys? Yeah. Where is Russell? The guy won 11 championships.
I think that's an anti-big man bias.
You Kareem think that's is what it is?
Yeah, because Kareem and Wilt aren't being mentioned
they
either.
Should be.
Yeah. I also think it's just the two recent eras. You know, that's what I think
Well, I guess. Here Russell really gave Barkley the finger?
He was smiling. Look at that face.
He was
having a good time.
Nice pink shirt he's got on it.
Now he looked good. The best part of the middle finger was the little smirk he had on his face.
And then
he goes on Twitter and says, "Sorry, everybody. I forgot it was live TV. I can't help myself. Whenever I see Charles, it's just pure instinct." So he kind of played into the whole idea.
Is he really not like Barkley, or is it all fun?
I think he's having fun. Yeah, I think he's just having fun.
Probably.
But it was funny because all of a sudden they show Bill Russell.
All you got to say is, let's see, championships. I got 11. You got how many?
How many is that,
That would
Chuck?
Be zero, Charles. Could do that.
He could. That image,
but he's
though,
being very nice.
Yeah, he's nice. He only held up one finger. He didn't try to signal all the different titles that he has.
No, I understand.
But the best part is that smirk he has on his face as he's giving him the middle finger.
Yeah.
But NBA, dear NBA, you're about to have this hot offseason. We're all excited. Yep. Where's LeBron going to go? Where's Paul George going to go? You got to have these award shows not in late June.
Yeah.
They have to be earlier.
Yeah, they're pretty irrelevant after, they really need to be before the playoffs is when they need to put this stuff out.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I was thinking about this. So Paul George is the other big free agent in free agency.
Right.
And we assume he's going to the Lakers, right? And it leaked out the other day what the pitch was that the Lakers are going to use to sign Paul George, about his whole hometown, whatever it is. If the Lakers don't sign Paul George, if for whatever reason Paul George decides to remain in Oklahoma City, likes Russ, likes Melo, likes the city, who knows, just stays. All of a sudden, LeBron to the Lakers, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Is he going to the Lakers to play with a bunch of kids?
I hope he doesn't go to the Lakers. I really do. I really do. Just another guy that went to the Lakers. And what if he doesn't win there?
He's not going to win there.
I know. That's the point.
That's
why I'm saying. I mean, you're going to go to the Lakers. You're not going to win. You're not even going to get to the finals because you're not going to get through Golden State. You may not even get through Houston. I don't know. Right? I mean, am I not to say this?
No, especially if he goes alone.
Right. So, I mean, why in the world are you going there?
Well, I'll ask you this then. Where can he go realistically?
In the West?
Anywhere where he can win a title. Where is he going?
Yeah, I don't know. You're probably right.
Unless
the Warriors, start getting disinterested.
Right. Or Klay Thompson leaves and the team breaks apart. See, the disinterested
Durant
thing.
Durant gets hurt.
Sure, big injury.
Right.
Steph gets hurt.
Right.
The disinterested thing could hurt them in 82 games. It's not hurting them. Even though they almost lost the Game 7 to the Rockets. I mean, that did almost happen. But other than joining a team that I don't think any of us think he's joining, like joining the Celtics, even the Rockets, I'm not sure they would beat Golden State. I mean, they would have a lot of talent on that team, but I'm not sure how they're going
to
mix.
You mean if LeBron went to the Rockets?
Yeah. If they would beat Golden State.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they would.
I don't know how James Harden would feel about that.
Well, I don't know how they would mesh together.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I you're going to take the ball away from James Harden now? He's not getting his 40 shots a game?
Well, LeBron has said he wants to go off ball a lot more and not basically be the point guard, which he's essentially had to have been for a long time now. But that's what he says.
Right.
And he could do that in Philadelphia, too,
sure,
and let the ball remain in the hands of Ben Simmons. The point is, wherever he goes, he's going to have a tough time ever beating the Golden State Warriors until they break apart.
I agree. That's why I have such a hard time believing he's going into the West. Because at least in the East, he's got a chance to get to the finals.
Yes.
And maybe there's a glimmer. You know, if you get to the right team, I hate to see him go. I don't want to see him go there. But, I mean, if he goes to the Celtics, you got Kyrie coming back. You got Hayward. You got Tatum. You got Brown. You got all these guys. Maybe they could win. Maybe they could get by Golden State.
Those guys wouldn't all be there to sign LeBron.
But
they'd have to get
mean.
Rid of guys.
Well,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? But if he went to Philadelphia and Embiid stays healthy and really develops, Simmons can actually learn how to shoot a jump shot.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, maybe they could beat him.
You're being rational. All I can say as a fan is I hope he goes west. As we get closer to July, I hope he signs with the Lakers.
To get him out of the conference.
Get him out of the conference. You talk about glimmers. I want a glimmer. You should want a glimmer.
Yeah, but I know he's not coming to my team.
No. Forget about I'm saying get out of the conference.
I understand.
I know he's not coming to the Nets or the Knicks. I'm saying get out of the conference.
By the time my team is legitimately ready to contend for the conference, the championship, LeBron's going to be just about done.
Don't be so sure. He may be good until he's 50 at this rate.
Yeah, I don't know about
He's not human, this guy.
I know he's not, but at some point you got to slow down.
You would think so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.